Hey there, amazing humans. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little more grace, a whole lot of laughter, and maybe even a dash of glitter. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, where we dish out daily doses of positivity and real talk to help you rock this crazy, beautiful thing called motherhood and life in general. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, the amazing connection between your mindset and self-confidence. Ever feel like your confidence ebbs and flows depending on what's going on inside your head? You know that feeling when self-doubt creeps in and suddenly you question everything you do, even if it was a total win just yesterday. Yeah, me too. It's like an invisible seesaw, back and forth between those I got this moments and the maybe I should just stay under the covers vibes. So how do we get off this roller coaster ride and cultivate that unshakable self-belief we all crave? Well, let me tell you, it's a journey worth taking. And trust me, there are some amazing insights waiting for us along the way. Here's the tea. Our mindset is like a powerful lens through which we view the world, ourselves included. When we focus on the negative, on our perceived shortcomings, that's exactly how we see ourselves flawed and inadequate. But flip the script. When we shift our attention to our strengths, our accomplishments, even those tiny victories, we start believing in our own awesomeness. Number one. Remember, your thoughts are powerful. Seriously, they shape your reality. So choose them wisely. Don't let those negative self-talk gremlins take over. Catch them when they pop up and replace them with positive affirmations. I am capable, I am strong, I am worthy. These little mantras can make a world of difference. Number two, stop comparing yourself to others. It's like trying to measure your worth against someone else's highlight reel. We all have our own unique journey, our own strengths and weaknesses. Focus on what makes you amazing, not what other people are doing unless they're doing something ridiculously cool, then maybe borrow the idea. Number three, celebrate your wins, big or small. Did you nail that work presentation? Did you manage to get everyone out the door on time without losing your mind? Give yourself a high five. Recognize and appreciate those moments of success. They build momentum and fuel that self-confidence engine. Number four, step outside your comfort zone. It's in those challenging situations where we truly grow and discover our hidden strengths. So, try something new, say yes to an opportunity that scares you a little, a tiny bit, not terrifying, and watch that confidence soar. Number five, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to your best friend. We all make mistakes, have off days, and stumble along the way. It's okay. Dust yourself off, learn from it, and keep moving forward with grace and resilience. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. Last week, I was invited to speak at a local event about, well, mom mindset stuff. Super exciting, right? That my inner critic started buzzing like crazy. You're not good enough, it hissed. What if they don't like your presentation? I could practically hear those voices whispering doubts in my ear. Instead of letting them weigh in, I decided to channel that nervous energy into preparation. I practiced my speech until it felt natural, visualized myself confidently delivering it, and reminded myself of all the times I had spoken before and killed it. Guess what? The event was a huge success. People were engaged, asking insightful questions, and even shared their own stories. And you know what? It wasn't because I suddenly became some super confident guru overnight. It was because I chose to believe in myself, despite those pesky doubts. That shift in mindset made all the difference. So remember, my amazing friends, your mindset is a powerful tool. Use it wisely. Believe in yourself, celebrate your strengths, and keep pushing past those comfort zones. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how mindset impacts your self-confidence. What are some strategies that work for you? Let's keep the conversation going on social media using the hashtag #MomMindset. Until next time, remember to shine bright and rock your unique awesomeness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.